Good morning, Michael. Good, thank you.
You must be ecstatic. Yahoo. I don't know how long this goes back. I'll mention that word, Rookwood.
Oh, gosh.
How many years does this go back?
Oh, look, it's probably about 30, but I've been fighting for it since 2013.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so just before the election, the Deputy Prime Minister signed off with Anthony Lynham the funding agreement.
Yes.
So what that means is that when they hit a milestone, they will be paid some money. And I'm sure they'll be very happy about that. But what I, you know, and we've had this discussion many times, is that, you know, it's still not the complete the Rookwood we are. And we are about to send off some letters to the new minister to see if we can, you know, negotiate for it to be built at the correct size. Because I was speaking to some people this week and, you know, they really do think that it should be built at the, you know, the correct size. So when we were looking at it being 76,000 megalitres of high priority water, down to about 52,000. So a big difference. And, you know, there's been a lot of water cut off agriculture, but also there was water going to Gladstone and that's been cut in half as well.
It doesn't make sense to build it half
of what
it's supposed to be. I mean, do it once, do it right, and exactly. We will prosper for many, many years to come. It just baffles me. It baffles
me. And what I would like to see, and I don't know if I'll get my hands on it, but is how it could have blown out by, Lynham said, $200 million. Like, I just can't see how it could possibly have blown out by that much. But anyway, we will keep on with the battle with that. But it's good news. They'll stop whinging now.